the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
It is a cool day in the nation's capital right now. 96.9 Cool FM Radio. Welcome to your cinematic world of movies, your cinematic world of wonders. This is how we do it every Thursday. Yes, from 3 to 4 p.m. And from 4 p.m., the soundtrack hour kicks in. My name is Ant-Man Chinatu, and I'm glad to say welcome to the show.
And I am the Dark Knight of Focus.
And I am the big one.
So you guys are leaving this for me. I'm Dokon. AKA Dokon, the Radio
Dragon. Yes, the whole gang, we're here to give you the best happenings in the cinematic world of movies. You can join in live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels, or you could go straight to WhatsApp. It is 0809992075. You have an opportunity to lend your voice with a voice note, or you could call in on 0946-00969. If you're following us on Twitter at Cool FM Abuja and at Popcorn and Reels, you'll see that we today are going to be talking about the best movie monsters. I mean, if you should open the catalog of movie monsters today, movie and TV monsters, there are a lot. In short, we go back to as far back as 1933. That's when the first King Kong was made. And when you go to 54, Godzilla. And, you know, there's a lot. And we base them on categories. You know, we have mystical fantasy monsters, the type of Smog from the Desolation of Smog, the types of Medusa from Clash of the Titans. We have humanoid monsters, the ones that were created by human beings, like let's say Terminator,
RoboCop,
the hair, RoboCop, even though it's not a monster, and Jurassic World, Jurassic Park, the clone of the monsters. Then if we take a look at let's say man-made monsters, the Terminators and the clone monsters that we talked about, if we want to talk about like giant monsters, we have the King Kong, we have the Godzillas, the Kaijus from Pacific Rim and all that. If you want to talk about zoological monsters, we have Jaws, Bruce. The name of the shark is actually Bruce.
King Kong, Godzilla.
We have these types of the piranhas, killer ants.
Then you have the ones that we just don't seem to understand where they came from, like Cloverfield.
Exactly, that's one. Now we have outworld monsters. Outworld monsters like the
aliens,
predators, and all that. Then you even have, you know, the evil monsters, the Pennywise, the Chucky, the Babadook.
Then what's her name again? Mama G.
What? No, that's not fair.
So exactly. So there's a lot of movie monsters and TV to go. I don't even want to talk about the undead. We have the vampires, the Draculas, the zombies, and all that. So there's a lot to go on. So that's why today we are going to be checking out some of the best movie and TV monsters. If you have any, now will be a good time for you to drop your list. But before then, we need to go check out what's happening in the world of cinematic movies and news and everything that's just because right now there was one news that dropped last night, and it has to do with Cinematic Disco Light. So we'll be giving you all the gist on all that. It is the movies on your number one hit music station, Cool 96.9.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Starting in the world of cinematic movie news right now, we have Candyman and Littlewood's director, Nia DaCosta, is set to helm Captain Marvel 2. Yes, I mean, two people directed the 2019 big blockbuster budget movie called Captain Marvel that went on to right now, and Nia DaCosta is being set to helm Captain Marvel 2, and so far NK, the movie buff in our group, she said she has seen Candyman that's supposed to open October 16. She had a private screening, you know, in LA now. So all those film students and all that, they are given the opportunity to go, you know, view some movies, critique it and all that. So she said she has seen it and she loved it and it was excellent. So now she has full confidence that Nia DaCosta is going to deliver on Captain Marvel 2. I mean, you had two people direct the first one.
My brother felt like they just carried Neil and it was a painful experience.
It was a very painful experience.
Thank you.
For you guys alone.
Okay, still on some more cinematic movie news. Tom Hanks, I mean, I easily call him like the best living human being right now. Like, he's like the kindest, the nicest. I've not seen him, I've not met him, but the way he is, he's just nice. I mean, yes. Still cast away now. Yes. And then,
he's anyway, still Forrest Gump.
Anyway, we're hearing that he's going to play Geppetto, the character in Pinocchio, the man who created
Pinocchio.
So he's going to, and I mean, who else to play that character right now? If not Tom Hanks, I mean, Tom Hanks is
the
just
father
so.
Of Pinocchio.
Yes, Tom Hanks is just so cool as an actor. Like, you've never heard any bobotic basketballs around him. He gives you good movies, good acting. He won Oscar back to back as best actor.
Do you understand? But I can also think about this person. But you. Olu Jacobs. Geppetto. I think it'll be cool. Because Olu Jacobs has been in Hollywood before. For a lot of people who don't know, he was in Ashanti back in 1977. Yeah. So I'm imagining him coming again into Hollywood as one of these characters.
He's really old now, so I don't know what he's going to be doing.
My brother, if Ian McKellen is still acting
at 90 something,
yes,
and
Patrick Stewart also.
That's the thing with acting. It's not like some other jobs where the older you get, you know, the weaker you.
Yeah.
As you go on in acting, as you grow older, you become better. See actors now. Yeah. Like, check out Robert Downey Jr. He was good when he was six, acting and everything, till he starred in Iron Man.
And then ended up being one of the best things that ever happened to acting. I think another profession that allows you become better with age is being in the Nigerian Senate. Moving on.
Okay, back to Disney right now. This one will sweet a lot of people because Disney is set to release Mulan on Disney Plus for $29. Wow. I mean, since March, the movie was supposed to come out March, but because of Corona, it has been going. So people who have Disney Plus, I mean, there was something Disney did with Black is King.
They were able to
fix with the other cable TV and all that.
Yeah.
So
they could do that too.
They could do that. We are happy. We know why we are happy.
Yes.
Why?
Don't worry. Just be happy.
Just be happy for us that we are happy.
We're happy with you.
Good. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very much that you're happy. Yes. Okay, on to some more cinematic movie news. We know the prequel to The Kingsman is coming out soon. And right now we're hearing that The Kingsman, the one that has Ralph Fiennes in it, is going to set up a third Kingsman movie.
Let me understand. There are already two.
They have two. Now they're doing the prequel that is before this
Kingsman
one.
Kingsman 3.
Sales. But the event of this Kingsman is going to design what is going to happen for a third Kingsman movie.
Understood.
And the way it's been arranged.
But please, who is excited that Ralph Fiennes is in this movie?
Me, I'm excited.
I'm too excited.
It's just...
Just in case you don't know who Ralph Fiennes is.
Oh,
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Harry Potter, Voldemort.
Oh!
That's him, yeah.
But him without the whole Voldemort costume.
No, stop it. Don't do that. I mean, you've seen him in James Bond.
Yes.
Where he was Agent M. Mm-hmm. You've seen him in Grand Hotel Budapest.
Yeah.
One of his best performances ever.
Oh, that movie was kind of boring, but then let's move ahead.
That's why they push you for your house.
Carry for head.
Okay, Netflix now is set to design an anime series from John Wick writer Derek Kolstad based on the Ubisoft video game Splinter Cell.
Yes! Yes. Okay, say it again, I don't get it.
You've not played Splinter Cell.
When we were using our Java phones, I think I did something like that.
Yes. So that game.
The guy with the three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So they want to make an anime series from John Wick writer. So imagine how.
I hate John Wick and two animes.
What? Almost war for you now.
I don't know why I even thought of Ray Fisher though. Cyborg. Okay.
That's you. Kiefer Sutherland said he's set to return, that he is open to return to the character of Jack Bauer in 24.
No.
Only if they have a good script.
No.
Shocking, I have not seen 24.
No, you shouldn't.
You think 24 is just going to rest?
Yes.
Well,
it's just like.
It's been so long, really.
Yeah, there's that.
I lost interest before I grew up.
Then there's also the fact that you already created another character, another storyline with the black guy. I forgot his name.
Yes, Corey Hawkins.
And then to now worsen the whole situation, a Kiefer Sutherland of 2020, 2021 is not a Kiefer Sutherland of 2001.
Yeah.
That athleticism is no longer going to
be there.
I mean, I can attest. I remember when I used to do sports, then I tried to do sports again.
Yeah, it's a John Wick thing.
My knees are still telling me.
And finally, on the movie news right now, Wonder Woman 3 will probably be directed by Patty Jenkins again, and it will be, it'll probably be her last installment to the DC franchise.
Why?
What matters now is how Wonder Woman 84 performs.
Yes.
Then we will know whether we'll be excited about part 3. Because part 1 was, hey, okay, no, it was good.
Part 1 was,
but for me,
good.
Was,
part
okay.
was good.
For
part
me,
was
for good. Me, for me, part 1 was okay. Do you understand? Part 2, part what one, I've seen.
It was, it was empowering.
Yes.
It did, it was able to carry that it did what feminist Charlie, thing, it did but what, not, like, it designed it in a way to empower women. Like,
it you, did, it did what Charlie's Angels and Captain Marvel tried to do. I respect that. Mm. But I expected more.
It, me, I think at like the end, they just had to have that big CG fight and everything. But the story, the character and everything, I enjoyed. It was a very good.
I like that they gave her balance. Like, she had a normal life. She could be this and then she could
Yes, yes, the fish out of water story where, you know, she has been living in this island for all her life and then she's now into the world of men and see how they are treated, like, she's your secretary, what does she do and everything,
yeah.
Like, you know?
I think I need to see the movie again to, you know, so just the same way I thought about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who have not seen it, you go and see the ultimate version so you understand why many of us
love the
like
movie.
It. Yeah. Anyway, guys, that's the most we can take for this week's movie and TV news. If you want to know anything, just go straight to our Twitter at Popcorn and Reels. Now, let's get back to the main gist of today.
Now that's entertainment.
Still 96.9 Cool FM Radio. We are talking about the best movie monsters ever. What are your top 3 or top 5? You can send them straight up to WhatsApp on 0809992025. We're live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. Whatever they are, it could be zombies, it could be giants, it could be mummies, anything. There are a lot. There are a lot.
Goblins, but you know, orcs.
Okay, let me ask this question. What is the OG of monsters in monster movies?
Two of them.
What's OG?
The OG. Like,
Oga Pata Pata original.
Okay.
Yes.
What are the criteria?
No, to you.
Not
criteria. To you.
To me, okay.
Yes. Who would you consider
the most impactful?
Yes. The OG, the iconic movie monster ever.
I'd like, my brain is not booting right now.
Because
right,
your car is on top.
I can say Moana. Seriously.
We said movie monsters. How is...
The monster Moana
is iconic.
Come on, I don't even really remember.
Okay,
monster.
So
let's
help you. Let's help
are
you.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Example number one, Godzilla.
Godzilla. One major
Godzilla.
Example.
Number two,
King Kong. Yes,
those two guys.
You hated talk about them till date.
I hated what?
No.
He wants to say something. I hated what?
No.
You must say it though. I hated what?
Can we move ahead?
No, we are not moving anywhere.
He has given his life to Christ.
See, here's what we're trying to say. We're not talking about the movie. We're talking about the character.
Yeah. Yes.
You see King Kong and you see Godzilla. Mm. They've been there. Was that first King Kong movie where he climbed Empire State Building?
Yes. In the
that was back in the
30s. Then there was another one. They did it, the one with Jeff Bridges in the 80s.
The had Linda Hamilton also.
Yes. And then they did one in 2005.
Peter Jackson
directed.
Yeah.
And then Skull Island. So what we're talking about, iconic.
Mind you, when you see monsters like Godzilla, monsters like King Kong, most of them actually didn't even originate in Hollywood.
Yes.
It actually originated from
Japan. It started the Godzilla thing. And see today, they're still having Godzilla movies. And now we're about to have Godzilla versus Kong.
Which hasn't happened before.
It's supposed to come out this year, but see what happened, you know, Corona. So now, we're not hearing anything about it. But still, let us know what are your best movie monsters. Now, talking about movie monsters, in all the werewolves that you've seen in movies, let's not even go back to like Werewolf in London of the 70s and all that. Let's go into the world of vampires, Draculas now. Yeah. What would you say what would you say is the best werewolf you've seen on screen?
Me to date,
I sister with the one Hugh Jackman played, Werewolf in Van Helsing.
Oh yeah, that one. But for me, I think my favorite werewolf would be the guy in Underworld.
Underworld.
Yes.
The Lycans in Underworld.
Not the Lycans. The main Baba that was leading the Lycans.
The
guy with the long hair.
Charlie Sheen's. Charlie Sheen's character.
Not Charlie Sheen.
Martin Sheen's character. Is it? Wait, what's that his name?
With his big eyeballs. That dude was so good as the leader of the Lycans.
Yes! That big black guy now.
Not the black guy!
Ah, which guy now?
The main Oyibo guy. I've forgotten his name! You know, you had Kate Beckinsale as, yes. What's her name?
Hey, what's that? Yes, we forgot.
Then you had Bill Nighy as the head of the vampires. The head of the Lycans.
And that's the guy.
The black guy was his subordinate. Name.
Oh, I better Google it for. Oh, let me check.
That guy's character, that guy's werewolf character was just too iconic. Because the individual himself was a very calm, collected person. But when he becomes the werewolf, he's something else altogether. His fights were bloody. His fights were angry.
Is it not this guy, Michael Sheen?
That guy.
I know there's a Sheen in his name.
That guy.
Yes.
I liked him.
Anyway, we have messages right here on WhatsApp and also Instagram. And, okay, Mimi Duche said Godzilla. And Innocent Raphael said, me too. Then he said Hugh Jackman's character, Wolverine.
Wolverine is not a monster. Wolverine is a mutant.
Okay. Yes.
And should be considered as a monster, but then let's move ahead.
Why should he be considered as a monster? You know, to defend is your point. You know, like, let's say this is Project Defense.
Well, it's not.
In this case, if you were. What's the name of that Peter Dinklage's character? What's the name of Peter Dinklage's character?
In
X-Men.
Bolivar Trask or something.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah,
he doesn't like mutants.
Don't mind, yes.
He's
anyway, more messages here. Good job, guys. I've missed you people. Oh, he said Jeepers Creepers.
Yes!
Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get those peepers?
Jeepers Creepers.
Where you get so smart. Something like that.
Yes.
The guy comes, he kills you, takes your skin, and wears your skin.
And wears your skin.
What?
Yeah. Total all-out monster. Like.
How many monster movies have you actually seen, Doc, on you?
As many as I'm. And I'm not so sure.
Do we have any Nollywood monsters?
Yes, now.
Oh.
Karishika.
Yes.
Queen of Demons.
We have. And then you called Susu, which is not a monster.
Who is Susu again? Mama G? Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And this is from Architect John from Akwa Estate. Thank you. And this person says, good day, guys. It's Austin. My best movie monsters are one, Pennywise from It, Nemesis from Resident Evil.
Oh my goodness.
Man made.
I liked him more in the game. Because whenever you heard stars, if you were playing the game, you did not know where he was, but you were running.
Yes, you were just running.
You were running. Because that man will take you out well. So,
but
yeah.
The movie too, they tried in the adaptation based on the looks.
Yes, they did, totally.
They tried. Austin went on to say King Kong, then Frankenstein and Annabelle from The Conjuring.
Annabelle
from The Conjuring. Conjuring. They should put Annabelle bar and Chucky, let it all them fight.
I'm telling you, it would be a good
But movie. You know Chucky is iconic too.
Very, very iconic.
And that's why they could make several parts of Chucky.
After the first three parts,
The first two, the rest were just. But the one, the remake they did last year, was it last year?
I didn't like it.
Me, I liked it.
Yeah. Because the rebrand
it changed the thing of the Chucky to the technology.
Yeah, instead of possession.
Of the possession and everything.
But let's not lie, we missed Ate Mosquito Jambale. Give me the power, I beg again.
How don't you forget these things?
I'm sorry, my brain.
It is the way some things are.
Yeah.
Oh, your
Aisha is looking lost. You know, it's not Wazobia, so you don't understand. Wow. These are. London. Hey, when I Jamil here said, good afternoon, cool guys. I think some of the coolest monsters I've seen in movies are still the ones from the very old movies. Cyclops from the Seventh Voyage of Simba.
Yes. Who remembers this part? From the land beyond.
From the world past open fear, I beg you, genie, now appear.
Oh, God. tend to watch the movie and move on, not cram lines.
We're not cramming lines. It's called understanding.
Oh wow!
When you are immersed in the total,
you see, let me explain something. Let me explain something. Let me explain something to you, Gina, so that you don't understand. During our time, we did not have internet.
Exactly.
So we could not stream movies again and again. So the ones we had, we watched them to the tape cut.
Yes.
We cherished our movies.
Kakaneko.
I mean, if you sit down now and I start doing. You all exactly, but he knows because that is Terminator.
Yes,
like one of the most iconic soundtracks you've ever heard.
Ever.
That's because we watched it again
and again.
So you hear things like "I'll be back." That line came, was not planned, was not expected. He comes in, looks to the right, looks at the man, and says, "I'll be back," and it became his tagline till now.
You understand?
You guys are making
this. You don't know.
I don't know.
We don't see before.
But Groot, right?
You can consider him a monster, but not a killer bad guy monster.
Yeah, he's only one of those categories.
And then I said
now.
Moana, you guys are like crying. There's a monster in Moana.
That guy.
Not Maui, the fire monster.
Yes, that was fire. We said the most iconic. That guy appeared after only that movie.
Yes, we said iconic.
Don't know him again.
And you were mentioning Moana.
It's iconic to me.
Okay. It's iconic to him. Now we understand.
Mimichu Duchen said, my best movie monsters are Godzilla, Predator, and Pacific Rim. When you say Pacific Rim, are you talking about the kaiju now? Yes.
What about Hellboy?
Yes, somebody said Hellboy. I'm going to read that message.
Iconic.
Anna Homemade Hello said, Willy is Nigeria's scariest ghost.
Yes,
movie.
Yes, please.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, please.
Oh, Madame Kois Kois.
I hear they're making a movie about Madame Kois Kois.
Yes.
Two movies.
Wow.
Everybody just, we talked about it on the group now where they use the same effect for two different movies.
Yes.
Of a girl
holding
her head and
plaiting her hair.
And
I'm impressed by it though, I won't lie.
Yeah. Let's see how that goes. Cute Ken says, focus, forgive them younglings, for they don't know, not what they saw and missed.
Whoa.
Yes. Yo, don't know nothing. Don't go tell you something. Jamil, Majesty Jamil went on to say, Hellboy. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No. Hellboy is a demon.
Well, the first version of
evil,
Hellboy.
He's not the last one.
So which means Karishika is also part of this. She's a demon.
She's a mutant.
She's not a mutant.
But Wolverine, then how come Wolverine can be categorized?
Because Wolverine is a mutant.
So why isn't Karishika a mutant?
No.
Because she's a spiritual being.
Let's leave it. We'll put her. I mean, she kills and destroys her.
Yes.
Let me tell you, we can't start categorizing Nigerian movies as, you know, like say, because almost every of them now, they have the pew and the whip. Did you fool everywhere for that movie?
But here, let's face the fact, it's been a minute Nigeria did pew.
What?
Yes. It's been a minute.
Yes.
Ah, the mama for my uncle watch us today. Be sure every scene there's a pew.
Okay, he went on to say, Imhotep. Imhotep. Is that Imhotep from the Mummy? Yes. We did mention dead, like zombies, mummies. And he said King Kong and Godzilla. Popo from Kubwa said, I know why Focus and the other guy are happy. It's because they know how to get Mulan from Disney Plus without paying. No?
What
we will pay.
About?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking. We will pay.
Wait, there's no. For crying out loud, how can we get on Disney Plus without paying?
We're not
Yes, we'll pay. Yeah, nah. So
if it's from Disney Plus, there is another coro. Appian Way.
We don't know what. Do you know what they're talking about?
By the way, Appian Way is the name of a road in Rome. So.
So and you know, for me, Wonder Woman was a good movie. When it comes to the battle, she can do damage, and I think she will even beat the Green Hulk. Okay. Oh, by the way. Can Hulk be called a monster? Some people consider him a monster.
Yeah, it's called the Big Green Monster.
And we said it like they can both be heroes and villains.
Yeah.
Characters like characters like Godzilla right now. He's viewed as a hero and a villain.
Yeah, he's actually, I would call him an anti-hero.
Yes.
He's on both sides.
He's
today
on both sides.
Destroying, tomorrow he's fighting
tomorrow
for.
And somebody cute can say Frankenstein and the Thing. Remember The Thing?
Nope, I haven't seen it.
The Thing. The thing that even like the animatronics they use in making the monsters and everything, like the director had to, like, he didn't tell the actors that this was what was going to happen. You need to watch The Thing.
That they had to wear binoculars or something like that to see.
Wow.
What's the name of that movie that had to wear something to see?
Stop. No. There are many movies that people walk around.
Oh my god.
And he said, Popo, that's what Popo for Cuba. Anyway, we got more messages.
Do we? But sorry, before I read messages, I need to ask, Rampage, is it part of this?
Yes.
But why? You don't know this. This is partiality now.
Isn't there a King Kong kind of monster?
We did not say Moana's monster is not bad. We said iconic monster. In the sense that everybody can refer to these guys as, man, these guys changed the game.
Yes.
Do you get? That's what we mean.
Anyway, guys, keep sending your messages on WhatsApp 0809992025, or you can call us on 0946009 69, or you could go straight to WhatsApp, Instagram rather. We're live there. That's where you could drop your list of most iconic, best movie monsters, and we know there are a lot of them. When we come back, your cinematic world of movies will continue right here on Cool FM.
Go anywhere. I'ma read you your rights.
Let's go.
I'm back.
On the movies.
Cool FM 96.9.
Beastly monstrosities have always been an iconic element to the cinematic movie space. They could both be hero and villain, savior and destroyer, or a better part of both, and there are a lot, from mystical fantasy monsters like Medusa and Smog, humanoid monsters like Terminator, Frankenstein, or even zoological monsters like Jaws, Piranha, killer ants, and spiders. The catalog of movie and TV monsters is really a juicy one. Whether they make us cover our eyes as kids, scream like children as adults, or cheer in excitement at their monstrous glory, movie monsters have a way of creeping into our subconscious and fanning the flames of our fears and other emotions. So today on The Movies, we'll be looking at some of the best movie and TV monsters ever. It is The Movies on Cool FM.
Oh, yeah, sure. Bring him in for a beer.
No, this time we join the fight.
0809992025. Let's have your most iconic movie monsters. Throw them. Somebody said Thanos.
Yeah, like, you took the words right out of my mouth. I really, Biggie, this is not about you. I do love Thanos.
I love you too, bro.
Oh my God,
but,
no.
But would we?
I wouldn't call Thanos a monster. I call him a titan, because according to the story, he's a titan from space.
Under what category can we even put Thanos?
Out of this world,
monster.
Guess
what the comics refer to him as? Man.
Yes, he was referred to as a man.
Oh,
okay. But Groot, on the other hand.
But he was a good person.
We said good or bad.
Okay.
I think one of mine would be Calibos. Clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Titans, yes. Mm. And the Kraken! Release the Kraken!
Wait.
Chinatu is looking strangely. You don't know the Kraken.
I know, yeah.
No, you don't.
You said I know.
Just wait, if you don't know of Clash of the Titans of the 80s, at least there was a remake in 2010.
Yes.
Was it the 80s or the 60s?
Yes, it was the 80s.
Okay. 1981. Yes.
So, and then, there was the 2010 remake that Liam Neeson and Sam Worthington was inside. So
that everybody hated.
So how can
Wrath of the Titans?
Yes. So if you don't know the Kraken, just go right now. Just leave this place. As you just go.
I do know the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Clap for yourself.
Wait. Read messages. Let me look for release the Kraken and play it.
Well, this one is saying, hi guys, I'm Pascal from Lube. Movie Monsters 1, Thanos from Avengers 2, The Terminator from Judgment Day, and 3, Demogorgon.
Demogorgon.
From Stranger Things,
yes.
Okay. I'm afraid of saying I haven't seen it.
What's that?
Stranger Things.
Neither have I. So you're okay.
All right. This is good.
Well, how come we're not talking about those monsters in the Game of Thrones? I don't remember their names. The White Walkers.
Yes, the White Walkers.
Those guys are cool. They're really cool. Especially the kings.
And makeup was
now. Mm.
And the makeup.
And the makeup was what?
Like the makeup. Wherever
yeah, the makeup was good. Makeup was really good.
Yeah,
it was really let good. Me see. Who else would I call right now?
The dragons too. They are.
Yes.
The
yes.
Dragons are.
Yes.
They are monsters.
Yes. Now.
No. They are puppies.
Mm-mm.
And then we call Godzilla. No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Mimi Ducher here says Hulk is not a monster. Oh, okay. Then Cute Ken said Wolfman and all the werewolves. Okay. I am Miss Marvel said you people should not what? You people should not. Yeah, in a day court. You people should not tell me Venom is not a monster. Oh,
Venom is a monster.
It is a monster. Yes,
Venom came from is a monster. It came from space. Yes. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are saying it. And a lot of people here and Homemade Hello said, Alien is my most iconic monster, Sha. Scary thing. There are some ugly monsters in the Witches series. Witches? Which one is the Witches series?
Maybe he means Witcher.
Or maybe Witcher.
Witcher,
yeah.
Oh,
I said,
yeah.
Like the very one, episode one, Witcher. Yes, that's what you're talking about. Okay, and Miss Marvel said, iconic movie monsters for me, Godzilla. Then El Phenom said, Thanos, Terminator in Judgment Day, Hellkid, Demogorgon, we read that one. And then Cute Girl said the Leprechaun.
Which Leprechaun?
The Leprechaun, the...
The guy himself.
And it's West said Dracula. Yes.
Yeah, you can consider Dracula.
Bella Lugosi's Dracula of
back in the day.
Of the 20s, have you
heard? Yeah, by the way, a little...
You're going to say it's
No, I'm talking about the character. I'm not talking about the movie.
A little?
See, this character is in your head, better the movie. We're talking about the character now. Dracula has appeared in different stories.
Different iterations on the rest of them.
So...
Yes. Here's a little something I wanted to share concerning leprechauns. There's a belief that if a leprechaun is chasing you...
Mm.
It will catch you and kill you. So if you want to escape from a leprechaun, throw a dirty shoe at it. It will stop chasing you and it must polish that shoe till it sees its face on that shoe.
Mm. Okay, now still talking about movie monsters and leprechauns.
Please,
I found the scene and I'm going to play it. So everybody, listen. Listen carefully.
Time for the mortals to pay. My child waits to do your will. Leave us. Release the Kraken!
Butenshai, yes. Release the Kraken. I mean,
I don't want to see the Kraken.
It's a confirmation that I've seen the movie. Well done.
Doc, go and try and see any of the Clash of the Titans, the 80s and the...
Oh, yes, I have.
So why are you wanting to see the Kraken again?
It's been a while. Refresh our memories.
What is happening now?
I think you need to drink more of your smoothies, you know? Because last year, then they lost. Zubillion or Zubillion is here. No.
My people, I just wanted to come in quickly and say hello to everybody.
Mm.
You know,
grace
the platform.
Zubi, we are talking about movie monsters.
Movie monsters?
Yes.
Man, you know, it's funny because I've never been afraid of monsters, you know, being a monster, but I mean...
Wait,
no,
God,
no,
God.
No, 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 did I say
God.
That out loud? I'm joking. Movie monsters. I think the worst movie monster that I've ever experienced was the movie It.
Pennywise.
No, not... Is it Pennywise?
Pennywise, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, It.
The clown.
Who was the director? Who was the screen?
Are you talking about the
Steven Spielberg. Spielberg. Is it Steven Spielberg?
Yes, they made for TV on the day. The
yes, man.
Tim Curry.
Ticker, I read the book. I saw the movie. I think it's still in my head.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations.
So yeah, that's the worst movie monster I've ever...
But we're not talking about worst. We're just talking about movie monsters in general.
Oh, okay, yeah. But still that one.
Yeah, we'll give you a minute.
Okay, this one said, Una, open my message. No, come read down. Calm down. We are reading it. We are reading it right now. I will send it again. No? Okay. Hello, guys. My favorite movie monsters are Chucky, Freddy Krueger, and Mike Myers.
Did we forget Freddy Krueger for crying out loud?
I can't believe I
Mike Myers, no, he's not a monster. He's a human being.
He's
just
a human being just killing people.
Freddy Krueger, though.
Yes.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger.
Ooh, Nightmare on Elm Street. Ooh.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Just before you go to sleep. Don't go to sleep.
If you dream, they can kill you in your dream.
There was one black guy, he was trying his best not to go to sleep, but he was drifting.
Yes.
He was drifting, and then he'll see Freddy and he'll wake up.
And he said, honorable mentions for me, the monster in the 1987 Predator, Uche. Yes, I mean, Uche. Remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger Predator?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was.
Man,
mad.
Predator look cool.
Blood.
Yes.
No, when the mouth red. Opens, like.
Yeah, yes. Mouth, yeah.
And fun fact about that, you know, the tentacles, I mean, the mandibles.
Yeah.
It was actually James Cameron.
James Cameron?
Yes, the director, he was on a flight to one Asian country. He now sat on the same, close to James Cameron. James Cameron now like, this monster, like, why don't you just, you know, add like mandibles to the... how he now redrew everything about the... So James Cameron has a hand in how we had that...
And fun fact, James Cameron is a very good artist. He draws really well. If you've seen Titanic, that point where Leonardo DiCaprio was drawing Kate Winslet,
that was James Cameron's hand. Wow. Goodness gracious.
Like,
don't jump.
Mad.
If you jump, I jump.
Oh, my jump, bro.
I know the jump.
Yeah, yo, bro.
More messages right here. I can't forget Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on M Street. He's one of my greatest monster character ever. That's from Williams from Zone 2. Okay. And the movies, the monsters in Basket Case.
Basket Case.
Please, I'm trying to remember.
I've never seen
it's a Nigerian movie. I'm very sure it's a Nigerian movie.
And then he said, Smog in The Hobbit.
I am destruction.
Okay.
So,
I am death.
Benedict Cumberbatch finished work there.
You know, it was I am fire, I am death.
Death.
Yo, and then when he flies next thing he is, it's the eye of the mountains.
Oh, God. Everybody make free.
Let's go. Do you have to read more messages?
Well, this one is saying, good afternoon, guys. Oh, it's Edema.
Where's the chaka-chaka?
So the animal monsters for me are... Oh, my God.
She's a Nigerian movie, Abby.
She said,
I'm living in bondage.
Those are our favorite monsters.
Edema, if I catch you, better beat it. Okay, and I greet you guys. IK from Muse. Iconic monsters for me remains Godzilla, King Kong, Predator, the Kraken in Clash of the Titans, Medusa, and funny enough, Chucky from Child's Play. Meanwhile, make una stop to expose una age. Some people
don't
will not know.
And
yes, Dracula. we don't care. We will say it. More messages, please.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon. For me, when it comes to vampire movies, there are just three great vampire movies that comes to my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Van Helsing,
best
action scene. Then Dracula Untold.
Mm-hmm.
And Twilight.
I think that person should go and see Van Helsing again. They will think twice.
Which one is it?
You will think
Van Helsing is... I saw Van Helsing like last year.
Terrible movie.
It's not that terrible, my brother. It's very camping. I lie. I don't agree. If you say in the CGI and this, and I can agree because that was 2004 and everything. But the story. I mean, the story actually was a bit trash. But the movie was entertaining.
It's just like trying to see Van Helsing now would be like trying to see Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Okay. No, it was better than Mortal Kombat. No. Biggie, please don't.
Yes, I said for me.
Don't bring that.
I don't know what kind of movie I like it now.
Use your leg. Now
one for you.
Now one for you too.
What's this?
What about this?
But you know, they have like so many different vampire movies that came out.
Yeah.
There was one, Bram Stoker.
Bram Stoker's Vampire Dracula, is one of the.
Dracula, one of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
It's one of the. For me, that's one of the best iterations of Dracula.
Right? But there's one recent one I saw. I can't remember if it's. But anyway, it's a recent one. At the end, he was jumping off the cliff. They showed it in slow motion, and his lady was thrown off the cliff.
It's Dracula Untold.
Dracula Untold.
That's 2014.
I love that movie.
Where he fought an Ottoman sultan.
Yeah, something like
with
that.
Silver and everything around.
At the end, it showed that okay, this is going to continue.
Butashai, my brother. More messages here. Good afternoon, guys. For me, when it comes to vampire movies, okay, you just read that one. And more messages here say my favorite monster is Jason.
Jason is not a monster. Jason is a guy.
Jason Voorhees is
a guy.
Voorhees is a guy.
Monsterhood. I don't know.
He's just a guy killing people.
Yeah, Jason. But he was deformed in a way. He was like, he couldn't feel pain, that kind of, you can stab
but
him.
But under what category will it be?
I really don't know.
But anyway, that's from Imo Jimmy. More messages.
I think the message I read, and I said edema, the person was actually trying to hail edema.
Oh my god.
He's saying
yes
in AIS.
So AIS. So you think,
let me keep quiet.
Are you trying to yab me?
No, I was trying to yab Jace.
August, I read messages.
Joker is a horror movie too. That's what this one is saying.
Joker is a horror
Oga,
movie.
Oga.
In 1982 movie Basket Case had a monster attached to a guy's stomach. He and the monster were...
I remember the movie.
The one where
ugly,
yes,
crazy
ugly,
looking
yes.
thingy.
That was, I remember that movie. I watched it.
Yes, I support you, yes.
But I think I've also seen that movie. Don't
we're not
me.
Saying anything
no
now.
It's because it's 1982. Calm down
it's
now.
It's 1982. Yes. It's a 1982 movie. Okay, it's one of those. I can't remember.
Popo here continues. For me, I have the Dementors from Harry Potter. The Basilisk Snake. Okay.
What?
Basilisk snakes from Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets and the Anaconda, we know they ever die for Anaconda Part 3. The Demogorgons were bloody. Go and watch Stranger Things. Talking about Titans, there is also Attack on Titans, the movie, and there are also those aliens in Falling Skies, the series. As I said Attack, I thought he wanted to say Attack the Block, 2011 John Boyega movie, where they have the invaders. Yes. Okay, more messages here on our Instagram. Yeah. This message says, the Megalodon, Jason from Jason Statham's the Meg.
The big shark.
Elphinum said Sauron in Lord of the Rings.
Sauron.
You know what they call him, man?
Talking. And this one said our homemade Halo said wish we could see other people. Not to call ladies so that they will see you now. Bluetooth just said something. The gremlins that you don't feed them after midnight.
First of all, they are known as the Mogwai.
Those guys,
when you now feed them, they become gremlins.
Those guys,
yeah,
they ate dog,
yeah.
They were just killing everybody.
Yeah.
All right, more messages here. Oracle. This is the Oracle from that Nigerian movie that year that had sent Obu.
Yeah.
Yes. The Oracle.
Can we also include the Blob?
The Blob, yes, from the movie The Blob.
The Blob. It's just this gooey substance that comes and when it leaves, everything is dead.
What?
It's also, I think it's an 80s movie, right?
Yeah, it's those.
Yeah.
The 80s had really good horror movies,
Baba.
Like scary horror movies. I think that was when you also had Zombie the Flesh Eaters.
Yes.
Zombie the Flesh Eaters was the ultimate iteration of a zombie movie. Freaks everybody out till this very day. Did you watch the scene where one zombie caught one woman and was now pulling her towards a sharp splinter of wood that the wood now entered into her eye? Slowly but surely. Oh god, that movie was crazy.
Imo Jimmy comes back to say my favorite vampire movie is Blade. Interview with the Vampire also. Okay. And Austin again says, okay, you said, I forgot to add my honorable mentions, Friday the 13th, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street. Very iconic.
You guys, I've not seen it.
Wait.
And I'm bold.
Wait. Nightmare on Elm Street, the one that was done with Rooney Mara it's Rooney Mara in 2010 or so. Do you know that's even the remake? The old one that has Johnny Depp when he was a teenager. You've not seen that one. What thing you don't see? Yes, I'm attacking you. Attack block. What have you seen? You've not seen Nightmare on Elm Street. You've not seen Jeepers Creepers.
You've not seen cats.
But you know what? You know I don't like seeing
horror movies.
You
understood.
Know.
We know. That's why we love
But how will you grow?
If you... Ouch.
How will you... No, now, yes. Imagine, how would you grow? Now, maybe, okay, in the future now you have child or children, your daughter or your... And your daughter will now call you, Daddy, I'm scared or something. You two will now say, me, Mao.
Go to your room and sleep or do your assignments.